Our speaker today is the Reverend Matt Aspen. Reverend Matt is a graduate of Meadville Lombard Theological School and is currently serving as our full-time contract minister. His talk is entitled, Counting Our Blessings. He will begin today by sharing our reading and then we'll transition directly into the rest of the program.
Good morning, everyone. It is good to be with you here today, as always. So our reading is from Rebecca Parker, who is a brilliant UU theologian. She has written some good books, which I recommend. Rebecca says, "Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or curse this world. The mind's power, the strength of the hands, the reaches of the heart, the gift of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting. Any of these can serve to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love. Any of these can also draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, or comply with injustice or withhold love. You must answer this question: what will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world. The choice to bless the world is more than an act of will, a moving forward into the world with the intention to do good. It is an act of recognition, a confession of surprise, a grateful acknowledgement that in the midst of a broken world, unspeakable beauty, grace, and mystery still abide. There is an embrace of kindness that encompasses all life, even yours. And while there is injustice, anesthetization, or evil, there also moves a holy disturbance, a benevolent rage, a revolutionary love, protesting, urging, insisting that that which is sacred will not be defiled. Those who bless the world live their life as a gesture of thanks for this beauty and this rage. The choice to bless the world can take you into solitude to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation. More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, the chorus of life welcoming you. None of us can save the world alone. But together, that is another possibility." I really liked that reading, especially how it called the remembrance of the idea that being thankful and being gratitude and counting our blessings can be a very strengthening individual spiritual practice. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But also that the idea of counting our blessings collectively can really strengthen a community. And so that's what I'm hoping to do today. Today, we are going to be counting our blessings together. And as I thought about preparing for today, it occurred to me that given all that's happening in the world, that may seem like such a trite and light and fluffy thing to do. But it's actually one of the most powerful things we can do. I was inspired to choose counting our blessings when our covenant group, our current covenant group, told me, I've sort of handed off, they're running their own show now, and each month they choose a topic, and they said, hey, we looked at the list, and they asked me to get them the counting blessing, celebrating blessings packet. And I thought to myself, that's a really good idea. I think that'd be a great thing for us to do in this time. You may have noticed in the Prairie News an invitation and a little bit about covenant groups. We are hoping to get another one started in the fall. The current covenant group did a session, an information session at the retreat that we had over the summer. But if you weren't able to attend that, if you have any questions, a covenant group is essentially a group of folks that gets together on a fairly regular basis and just makes some promises to each other to keep showing up and to explore and go deep together on different topics. And we have a really vibrant covenant group that exists. They have become evangelists for the thing because it really can feed. I've already got a couple of folks that have expressed interest in maybe starting up another one in the fall. So let me know if anybody's interested in learning more about that. So one of the things that I pulled this packet from. It's a group called Soul Matters, and they have monthly themes, and churches can subscribe, and they've got ministry ones, they've got small group things, they've got RE packets. One of the things I hope to do today is one of the concepts behind having a theme, which is to have the whole community thinking about similar things at the same time. So in addition to that covenant group, which is a small group that's going to be getting together and really digging into some of these things and thinking about these things together, we're going to share a morning thinking about the idea of gratitude and blessings, etc. And I sent Alice downstairs with a bunch of post-it notes, a little teaser of what's coming. And the kids are going to start to write down or draw some pictures or be helped to write down the things that they are thankful for in their lives. And so what I hope to do is to, you'll see this in a minute, gather up all of the many blessings that exist in this community today. A little blurb I pulled from this month's packet. It says, you see, unlike some of our sibling religions, we don't tend to say a lot of blessings as you use. But we do point to them. For us, blessings are not so much about giving something to each other as they are about helping each other notice what's already been given. And it's not just about widening our view to see the gifts and blessings themselves. It's about widening our understanding of life. Pointing to blessings repairs our relationship with life, allowing us to see it as generous instead of indifferent or threatening. And that is no small thing. Because when the world seems stingy with us, we start getting stingy with others. In contrast, those who feel blessed have little trouble passing blessings on. Life spills into us, and we spill it into others. The concept of intentionally focusing on gratitude is an ancient spiritual practice. We as Unitarian Universalists remind ourselves through our sources, the sources that we quote, to say, we don't make this stuff up. What we are really doing is reminding ourselves that the wisdom that has been passed down from our ancestors and ancestors of communities all over the world tend to point to some pretty consistent things. And one of the consistent things that you will find in just about every faith tradition is the importance of focusing on gratitude. It is really, I think, a counter to balance out all the bad and all the unfortunate and all the sadness that is also an actual part of life that we shouldn't discount. It's also easy to think sometimes that bad things are happening out there. And you can just try to shut out all the bad things that are happening in the world. but I think that's getting harder and harder to do these days. The trouble with the darker parts of life is that they seem to be closing in all around us sometimes. I had an experience like this just yesterday. You may have seen at Chautauqua, the gathering space for a lot of religious professionals and thought leaders and thinkers. You may have seen in the news what happened to Salman Rushdie. He was attacked on stage. I've been to Chautauqua. It is such a it's like this Neverland. It's sort of a gated community. There's these beautiful homes. There's all these intellectuals and artists and all these people coming together to, and it's summer. It just feels like such a safe and different place. And the reason that really hit me is that the same day that I watched on the news and I saw that activity happen on that stage and the auditorium at Chautauqua, a memory came up 2 years ago to that day where my daughter and Reverend Denise's son were on that very stage as part of an RE presentation for the gathered groups there. So, we all have these places where a thing seems so far away and all of a sudden it's right there in your world, right? So I think of gratitude as kind of a no-cost antidepressant, which we all need sometimes. Like I said, as a faith tradition, we claim many sources of wisdom, and giving thanks is one of the oldest. Always be rejoicing. Give thanks for everything is from Thessalonians 5-16. I think part of my job as a minister is just to offer reminders of the simple things that can give us the strength we need to face the inevitable challenges that life is always going to keep throwing our way. Today is an example of what we mean when we say engaging in intentional spiritual practice. And I know that there are some in this room that really don't like the word spiritual, and that's okay. Counting our blessings is a simple act we can do anytime. And if you're willing to do it but don't want to call it a spiritual practice, that's fine. You'll still receive the benefit. So that's what we're going to do today. You'll notice when you sat down, I left around the room there a bunch of Post-it notes. Everybody's got about 25. If you don't have one, raise your hand. We'll make sure that you have one. And I think there are pens in the back of every seat. If you go to start writing and you realize it doesn't have ink, I have a lot of new pens. That's going to be our very efficient way of replenishing the spent pens in the room. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is take some time and just very simply begin to write down on each page a thing that you are grateful for in your life. It can be anything. John's going to... you already put it up here. Perfect. Here's some prompts. This is a person that I know that had posted this on their page, and they had just listed all the things that they were grateful for, and they turned it into an image and posted it up. So I hope that everyone in this room can. There's about each of those packets has about 25 Post-it notes in it. I hope that you can come up with 25 different ones. I would encourage you, if you get stuck, to try to be more specific. If you start out, I'm really grateful for the Prairie community. Okay, that's one. All right, now I'm on 16. I don't have, well, I'm really grateful for Dan. I'm really grateful for John. I'm really, just start to be more specific if you get stuck. It's okay. If you're not used to doing this on a consistent basis, this is like a muscle. This is like a spiritual practice, right? Sometimes it takes a little bit of reminder just to kind of get that going. I bet there are some folks here that put this into a daily spiritual practice. Every day I wake up and I remind myself, I write down a thing to be grateful for, and I take that through my day. Some families I know sit down and before the evening meal will have each family member go around and say what they're grateful for that day. There's a lot of different ways that you can put this into your daily practice, and that really is where the strength is. Because if your day's sunny today and nothing's going wrong today and you've been able to ignore the news, life is going to come and challenge you. And I think of all these gratitudes and all these gratitude practices, as just deposits into the bank so that you are full when life comes and goes to try to take some deposits out of your bank. So I see people starting to write. I invite you to start to begin to do that. What we're going to do when we get done is I'm going to invite you to come up here, and eventually, as people start to finish up, I'll have John pull this up. And if you're not aware, these symbols up here are actually to represent the grasses of a prairie. And so what I'd like us to do today is think of these gratitudes that you're writing down. We're gonna post them on the grasses here, and think of them as pollen to strengthen and continue to spread the gratitude into this community. So write down, if you are unwilling or unable to come up and you see somebody, give them up, give them your things and let them do it. The kids downstairs are going to come up. We're going to have the kids' gratitudes added up to this. I hope to take pictures of it so we can visually see all the gratitude that exists in this room. And my intention, this is my favorite part. My intention, so that we are mindful of the environment, is after they're done and after we've taken some pictures to see the visual of that we've done, I intend to compost all of these pages and turn our gratitude into tomatoes for next year. So I can put them in my garden, but I know somebody that might be up for compost, and I volunteered to help out with some of that, so we'll see where they go. But the intention is to turn them back into the ground and have them feed us in the future. So I'll be quiet now, and I will invite you to continue to think of your blessings.